Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Vous écoutez le podcast de So Sweet Planet. Je suis Anne Greff et je vous propose des rencontres autour des thèmes des droits humains, de la culture et de l'environnement. Sylvia Earle, I'm very happy to meet you.
So pleased to be here with you.
How would you like to be presented?
I'm Sylvia Earle. I'm an oceanographer, explorer in residence at the National Geographic, founder of Mission Blue, and founder of Deep Ocean Exploration and Research. And I'm a mother and a grandmother and a
so
number of other good things.
The Time says you are the first hero for the planet, but you won't say that.
they call me the Sturgeon General when I was at NOAA as the chief scientist in the United States some years ago, and that name has also stuck.
How did you realize that you need not only to observe, but also to protect marine life?
I've been a witness to the most remarkable time of learning about the ocean that has ever occurred, and also a witness to the time of greatest loss. It's been, from my perspective, seeing the decline of life in the ocean, seeing the changing chemistry, ocean acidification, seeing areas in the ocean become what has come to be called dead zones because of pollution, seeing the avalanche of plastic that we put into the sea, it's been a real shock. And what's even more shocking is how few people really either know that it's happening because they're on the surface and don't look beneath the surface, or for one reason or another, don't seem to care. And it motivates me to try to make the connection between the state of the ocean and everything that humans care about. Because our existence, our very life, not just livelihoods, but our existence, depends on maintaining a healthy ocean. And having been a witness to the sharp decline and knowing that we can turn things around. When places in the ocean are protected, recovery can occur. When we stopped killing whales, they started to rebound. There are more whales today than when I was a child. More sea turtles today than when I was a child. Why? Because we stopped killing them. Not 100%, but we certainly took the pressure off. Now we need to do that with fish. We need safe havens in the ocean, where we just let the fish do what they do as part of our life support system. Just as we have come to respect trees on the land and marshes as ecosystems that are home for so many creatures, we need to protect coral reefs, we need to protect areas in the open ocean, in the deep sea. I mean, we need all of it to be in good condition, because that's the way When we came along, the whole planet was occupied by wild creatures that since then have been greatly diminished because of us. We have seen a planet sharply changing because of the loss of life on the land, the loss of life in the sea, the warming of the planet, the changing chemistry of the planet. It all links together. Because it's a living system. This is not just a planet of rocks and water. We could not exist here if that's the way Earth happened to be today. We need the rest of life on Earth because it keeps us alive.
You have dedicated your whole life to this cause, to raise awareness, to motivate action, to protect wildlife and oceans. Today, with all this bad news about climate change, plastic in the oceans everywhere, industrial fishing and so many things, you're not discouraged by human beings?
Of course I am, but I also see signs of hope, signs of people who look at the evidence and are willing to take personal action as well as to influence the leadership that exists in communities, in countries, globally, that a lot of the unfortunate policies that have been created that govern the way we treat the ocean were developed many years ago when the ocean seemed too big to fail, when the ocean seemed infinite in its ability to recover, no matter what we put into it, no matter what we took out of it. And even we once thought, even if we lose all of the whales, so what? People did not see the connection the way we now can about the importance of life in the ocean as conduits of carbon, as conduits of nutrients, as part of that which maintains the integrity of our life support system. We have learned so much so fast, but we haven't incorporated that learning into our policies. We still have attitudes also born of a time when the ocean still had plenty of fish, and when it seemed that it didn't matter how much we took from the sea. But we now have the evidence. It's very clear. Having caused the decline of many of the fish that we like to see on our tables, the decline by 90%, we only have 10% or less of many of the fish that people still see on menus, and they still see it in markets, and they still think it's okay. Even though if this were some land creature and not regarded as food, we would be in a state of shock. What do you mean that there are only 3% of the bluefin tuna remaining in the Pacific Ocean as compared to what was there in the 1970s? How could we possibly have managed to extract so many so fast? Well, the truth is we have the technology to take every tuna should we wish to do so. But no, we don't wish to do. We want to keep them there, whether for reasons, culinary reasons. For some, it's a matter of sustenance. For most people, it's a matter of choice. We choose to eat ocean wildlife because it's become a habit. Not a long-time habit for most of the people on the planet, but it has been one of those things that we've, in my time, grown up with the availability of wild creatures from the sea present all over the planet, far inland. People who don't even know what these creatures look like when they're not cut up into pieces have no idea where they came from, how they lived, or what they do, or what's been lost by taking them out of the ocean just to have something to eat. Now, I'm all for food security. I like to eat too, but I recognize the evidence that we don't have to eat animals. We choose to eat animals, and for those who do choose, we should think about what it takes to make a chicken, a cow, a pig, or a fish, and choose wisely, because if you eat animals, you should be concerned about what they have been eating and what they have in them that you might not wish to have in you. It's true with plants, too. If plants are grown with pesticides and herbicides and many things you don't want in you, then you need to have concern and care about where was this plant grown and how was it raised, and the farming practices. You should want to know what you eat. Not everyone has the luxury of growing their own food, and those who do are really privileged in today's time to have enough land to grow the vegetables and some animals perhaps to go on their menu. But taking wildlife from the ocean is truly a luxury at this stage. When you think about humankind 10,000 years ago, when our numbers were small, in the thousands, not the billions, our prosperity relied on taking wild plants and animals as a source of food. We had to, it was the way we lived. But with the advent of agriculture, who live close to the land in parts of the planet where food choices are scarce. But we do so at great cost, taking wild animals. Most of them are long-lived, certainly the fish, and many of the birds too that are taken as food to eat. They're long-lived. Chickens, however, can go from an egg to our plate in less than a year. In like 7 months or so, you can have a full-grown chicken ready to lay eggs or to turn into something for us to consume. But when you think about the real cost of a tuna, tens of thousands of pounds of tiny plants going through the food web to make a 10-year-old tuna, and a bluefin tuna takes at least 10 years to get mature enough to start to reproduce. And some of the smaller tunas take lesser times, but they're not like chickens in terms of the efficiency of taking sunlight to plants, to animal protein. So we need to be smarter about how we feed ourselves. Food security really cannot include a large measure of taking wild animals because there just simply aren't enough to go around for 7 billion people. So we have a time right now, the crossroads of choice. What is the future we want? That was the headline at the conference that took place in Rio Plus 20 conference. What is the future we want? We get to decide. Or indifference can be the overwhelming decider. You don't care, so you just go with the flow and don't make choices that will make a difference. Actually, every choice you make, whether it's conscious or not, does count up when you add it to all the others on the planet. 1 times 7 billion choices mean making a difference one way or another.
On my 31, you wrote on Twitter, you write yourself on Twitter?
Yes.
Okay. You wrote on Twitter, I think one of the biggest discoveries that has been made in my lifetime is recognition that humankind is absolutely dependent on the natural world, but humankind doesn't realize why is it so difficult to be mindful about our links with oceans and with nature. Why is it so difficult for humankind?
It's the great mystery of the sea, because the evidence is all around us. That image of Earth from space that shocked the world in 1968, landing on the moon, looking back in 1969 and seeing this miracle of a blue planet, it did catalyze a revolution in thinking about our place in the universe, our place within the natural systems that sustain us on Earth. But we tend to forget. We need another awakening to bring us to that point. And in spite of the evidence, the polar ice melting so fast owing to the pressure we have put on the natural systems. Burning fossil fuels seemed like a good idea at the time. And it has been beneficial to humankind in so many ways. But perhaps the greatest gift that has come to us because of the burning of fossil fuels is the knowledge that has been derived from spacecraft and from the ability to dive into the sea, to have a communication system that has been developed owing to the energy that we have pulled out of the Earth. So now we know we have to change. Thank you, fossil fuels, for letting us know that we've come this far, but we have to change course. We must find alternatives, because continuing to add excess carbon dioxide, methane, to the atmosphere, nitrous oxide. We can see it. We could not see it, did not know. We were ignorant of the consequences decades ago. But there's no excuse anymore.
In the documentary Mission Blue on Netflix, one man says, "The thing that is impressive to me is that Sylvia is not afraid to point fingers and say, you know what you do and that it's wrong." I have seen pictures and video where you are with George Bush, with Barack Obama. Did you always tell them what you thought, what should be said? Sometimes it's difficult, but you know better than they know sometimes.
Well, all of us know something that others don't. Each of us has the gift of personal experience. Everyone has something about them that is different from everybody else. And so my expertise is knowledge about the ocean, born of decades of being an observer, a witness, a scientist, and making it a priority to find out what's going on there and how does it relate back to humankind. So sharing what I know with those who have the power to make decisions and asking them to see for themselves. What I really ask is to go look at the evidence. I'm not making this up. I'm just pointing the way. Rather than pointing fingers at anybody, I say, look at this, look at that, look at this over here. Then you decide. Here's the evidence. I'm not the evidence. I'm just showing you where to look. And the conclusion is inevitable. We must take care of the natural systems that maintain Earth as a habitable place for us. What matters more than that? When you see that your house is burning down, you want to do what you can to save it. This planet has a fever. We want to do what we can to restore health. We want to maintain the integrity of the forests, of the ocean, of the atmosphere, of the water, so that we can have a long and enduring, prosperous future. But we cannot continue to do it by killing wildlife on the scale that we have. We have to give nature a break. We have to make peace with nature. That truly is the highest priority. Nothing else matters if we have a planet that isn't working, if we can't breathe, if the water is not able to support us along with the rest of life on Earth.
At the end of this documentary on Netflix, a man asks you why you are still so committed 300 days a year on the road, and you explain that if a child is in danger, you remember? Could you tell us?
Well,
could you explain?
When you see what others don't see about the peril that we are in, how could you stay quiet? It becomes more urgent all the time. Really, that is why I feel driven with a sense of urgency, because I care about the future of humankind. I have children and grandchildren. I think if it would be totally irresponsible for me to know what I know and not do everything I can to get others to see what I see, and then to inspire them to take action. Because we do have time, not a lot. We really have to take it seriously. Every day, not wait for governments to act, not wait for laws to be passed. Make a decision about what you choose to eat or don't. Because what you do, what I do, what all of us do, that's what matters. The laws help. The guidelines of responsible living, the ethics that we learn of right from wrong. What we're doing to nature right now is wrong. We can change. We individually and collectively can make the turn that we need to go from this era of decline to recovery, to prosperity, a long and enduring place for ourselves within the natural systems that keep us alive. But we have to take action and not wait for somebody else to do what each of us must do. every day.
What do you think of this documentary? You told me something just before.
I think the film that was made called Mission Blue was too little about the ocean and too much about Sylvia Earle. We need to hear more about why the ocean matters and why with every breath we take, every drop of water we drink, we need to thank the ocean and do what we can to take care of the systems that take care of us.
You say that you recognize the many ways all living things are connected on Earth. Do you think that the whole world would be different if all human beings could recognize that?
If human beings do not value, appreciate, and come to understand our connection to the natural world, I mean, we're doomed. We have to look at what is known. The evidence is all around us. This is not a mystery. We should begin at the earliest age with children to not just teach letters and numbers. Those are important aspects, gifts to our children to learn how to behave as human beings. But a high priority must be put on our place in nature. It should be fundamental as breathing. We have to understand where air comes from and why we need to take care of our life support system. Because the way we are now going, with the destruction we have already committed, we have a lot to do to recover from the damage already done. And we need the children to understand. We cannot take the planet for granted. We have to be responsible for taking care of ourselves within the framework of what makes Earth a special place in a universe that isn't friendly to life.
Last question.
Okay.
Could you explain us why you created Mission Blue and Hope Spots 10 years ago?
10 years ago, I was given an opportunity to make a wish big enough to change the world when I gave a TED Talk and won the TED Prize. Already, I had been committed for most of my life, actually, to support the development of protected areas on the land, national parks, and in the ocean, to do whatever is possible. But to actually make that wish, to ignite public support through whatever means, through the internet, through books, through films, through expeditions, through building new submarines, to inspire people to take action that would lead to protected areas, hope spots, large enough to save and restore the blue heart of the planet, the ocean. Well, the wish has begun to be taking off in a way that there are more than 120 areas in the ocean where people around the world have nominated places they know and love and have made a commitment to say why this place, whatever it is, why a place matters, and what they are going to do to take care of it. So, bit by bit, around the world, a network of hope is growing. We need to hurry. We need to make these places bigger. We need to look at the high seas. Half the world that is the global commons that belongs to everyone if it belongs to anyone. And embrace it, protect it, and look at it as if our lives depend on it and take care of it with that in mind. Because our lives do depend on taking care of all of the natural world.
Perfect. For the end, thank you so much, Sylvia Earle. Thank you very much to be there and for this interview and for your talk yesterday.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
I love being on board. Thank you.
Bye.
Chers auditeurs, si vous avez apprécié cet entretien, merci de mettre 5 étoiles au podcast de So Sweet Planet sur iTunes. C'est très important pour qu'il ait plus de visibilité. N'oubliez pas de vous abonner, soit à la newsletter sur sosweetplanet.com ou sur iTunes au podcast. ou les deux, pour être informé des prochains podcasts mis en ligne. À bientôt.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.